astray, still from the written word.
No, stop! I'm so weary of your songs and your knights dying while their lovers pine at home. Spare me your tales of woe and chivalry, I beg you.
Anna Bernardo, what is the point of being a nobleman if not to be chivalrous?
You're not a nobleman, Francis.
Au contraire, I'm the son of a merchant. Merchants could be noble. Merchants of cloth are nobler still.
Rubbish. If you were a nobleman, you would be in Perugia, not Assisi.
Oh, Perugia, Assisi, the world will take notice of me. The squire is climbing the stairs of her power. Down in the court he has left his steed.
Francis!
Now,
Francis! Bernardo! Soldiers!
Soldiers?
Oh. Where are they going?
To the castle!
Pietro, Pica. Understand me, please. I know well the passions of youth, but Francis' behaviour is riotous. He leads parades through the town and sings at the top of his voice in the middle of the night.
He is the king of feasts, Ferranti. Your son, all of the sons of Assisi, have placed him in that position. What do you expect him to do? Stay home and mend caps?
I expect the son of Pietro and Pica da Bernardone to behave with more decorum. Tell him to restrain his enthusiasm, to be more sober-minded, to dress himself with dignity, not with the outlandish outfits he wears, to behave as a Christian.
I'm very sure that if it pleases God, Francis will become a good Christian.
Oh, and until it pleases God, can you not persuade him to please you? Pietro, listen to me.
I am listening, but he will not listen to me. Oh, let Pica deal with him. She is the one who dotes on him as if he is her son alone and nothing to do with me.
My son was baptized Giovanni after the baptizer himself, a herald of our Saviour. You, my darling Pietro, named him Francis.
Oh, that again.
So you shouldn't be surprised when he prances around town like a Frenchman.
What is she saying?
I was in France on business when our son was born.
And you changed his name the instant you returned.
Papa!
Not now, Angelo.
But there are men...
No, I said not now.
Ferrante, you know that Francis is good-natured and has a kind heart. There is more trouble he could cause than by singing.
Loudly. He sings loudly when respectable people are trying to sleep.
What is that?
I was trying to tell you. Soldiers are marching to the castle.
I'm sure it isn't Francis and his friends. They're loud enough.
Soldiers? They stir everything up. Bad for business.
Why would the Count...
Don't honor that German with such a title. He is Conrad of Erslingen. No more, no less. He is no count, and certainly not of Assisi. Soldiers. Why has he brought soldiers?
I loathe them. Give me a rock to throw.
I won't hear of it.
Look at them.
I am looking at them, and I want a rock.
I want a ton of rocks. Tear the boulders from the castle itself and heap them on Conrad and his German soldiers.
It's not as if Conrad is there.
How do you know? It's impossible to know who's there and who isn't.
Would you wish to harm the children too? The young Frederick,
our next ruler, if he lives so long.
Your Walter of Brienne wouldn't stand for this. These are the very soldiers he has driven out of the country. Why do you speak kindly of them?
He's not speaking kindly of them, Bernardo. It's the idea of them he likes. A knight in shining armor on horseback, riding to...
save his lost love. Yeah, save me.
A princess! A knight rides to battle. He fights to win her, to deserve her.
You're a romantic fool, Francis.
Set yourself free. Never trust a woman.
Trusting the right woman is freedom.
You're hopeless.
Francis, always dreaming of the glories of being a knight. Oh, but that's too simple. A man who hopes to be a knight is determined, consistent. But Francis was always thrown about by the strangest inclinations.
Questo. No, questo.
Sigello.